This is Akashwani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that it's necessary to make cities like Mumbai and Thane future-ready to achieve the goal of Viksit Bharat, while inaugurating and laying the foundation stone of various projects worth over 32,800 crore rupees in Thane district of Maharashtra. He said every decision, resolution and dream of the Union government is dedicated to Viksit Bharat. Mr. Modi emphasized that the development projects are changing the face of Mumbai and will immensely benefit the people. The Prime Minister said these projects will create new employment opportunities along with the growth of industries. Prime Minister Modi criticized the opposition of Maha Vikas Agadi for installing the projects while the coalition was in power. Former President Ram Nath Kovind, who headed the high-level committee on One Nation, One Election, has said that India will greatly benefit from adopting simultaneous elections in steady march towards the Viksit Bharat. He said this in New Delhi while delivering the 30th Lal Bahadur Shastri Memorial Lecture on Simultaneous Elections. Mr. Kovind added that the simultaneous elections will have long-term benefits such as the governance, policy stability, social cohesiveness, economic growth and enhanced global competitiveness. He said that its potential to be foundational reform for more inclusive and prosperous future. Prime Minister Narendra Modi described the grant for classical language status in Marathi as a golden milestone in the history of the language. While speaking at the Abhijat Marathi language program in Mumbai yesterday, he congratulated the people of Maharashtra and expressed the pride in being part of the historic achievement. Additionally, the Prime Minister announced that Bengali, Pali, Prakrit and Assamese have also been granted classical language status and has extended its congratulations to those associated with these languages. The Prime Minister further emphasized that the history of Marathi language has been rich and streams of knowledge that has emerged from this language have guided many generations and they continue to generate and guide even today. Prime Minister underlined that every Marathi speaker must contribute to the growth of the language and Mr. Modi urged the effort should be made to expand the reach of Marathi, instilling the sense of pride in the future generations. A voter turnout of around 67% was recorded in Haryana assembly elections for which polling was held yesterday. The single-phase polling for 90-member state assembly remained largely peaceful. Voters from all sections were seen queuing up in the polling stations to cast their votes. With a significant population of elderly voters, many above the age of 100 years were seen participating in electoral festivities with enthusiasm. Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar along with the Election Commissions Ganesh Kumar and Dr. Sukhbir Singh Sandhu kept a close watch to the poll process. Home voting facility was introduced to the Haryana Assembly elections for voters above the age of 85 and persons with disabilities voters. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will chair a review meeting with Chief Minister of left-wing extremism affected states in New Delhi tomorrow. Chief Ministers of Andhra Pradesh, Bihar, Chhattisgarh, Jharkhand, Telangana, Orissa, Maharashtra and Madhya Pradesh will attend the meeting. Ministry of Home Affairs in a statement said that five union ministers of ministries closely involved with providing development support to the left-wing extremism LWE affect states will also attend the meeting. The Deputy National Security Officer and the senior officers from the states and the Central Armed Police Force will also participate in the deliberations. In a statement, Home Ministry said that the central government is committed to completely root out the menace of the left-wing extremism by March 2026. It is said that the center is providing all possible assistance to the LWE-affected state governments in fighting the menace of Naxalism. And that is the end of this news bulletin.